Rusty Croft from Carmel, California, has been traveling all over the world for the last 14 years, creating sand sculptures. He has an American reality television show on Travel Channel. He fought the windy weather and surrounded himself with buckets of sand for 24 hours to carve the masterpiece, Sprouting Ideas. It's a piece featuring giant heads.
And I came here without an idea, and I really wanted to come up with a good concept for this piece, and I thought I would abstract the idea of not having an idea into the actual piece. So how do ideas come? How do they get created? Well, you sprout them. You know, it's like you feed it food and water, and then your brain comes up with an idea. So that's the actual piece.
Croft's art installations include The Lost City of Atlantis, a world record-setting sculpture he helped create in San Diego in 1997. Since then, he has carved sand full-time.
It can be really quick to carve, but you can also make a mistake just as fast. So you have to be careful with sand. It's wonderful.
George Congo and Judy Congo came to the event to learn from master sculptors. They both like to play in the sand, and it doesn't bother them that their work is ephemeral.
Usually when I would get done for 10 hours on the beach at the day, she would say, let's go home, you know, the sun's going down. And I've been on my knees for 10 hours working, and we'd walk away, and as soon as I would walk away, kids would come and jump on it. But if that upsets you, don't do it. Because most of the time, as you're building, it's falling down anyway. It's, you know, it's collapsing on you. It's sand. It's transient. It's transient, and you can't have it upset you.
So why are you not here doing some artwork?
I'm not good enough. I don't have the training, I don't have the background, and I don't have the genius that takes to do this. This is cool stuff.
For most competitors, sand sculpting is a lifestyle. Meredith Carson, one of the organizers of the event, has been working with sand for the past 25 years.
It's a passion. It's not work. It's fun. We get paid to work in the sand. People say paid to play in the sand. We're not playing. We're working. But it's a process.
Carson was the first woman ever to win a solo medal at the World Championships in 1999 and now holds 7 World Champion medals. Her sand sculpting career started at the Treasure Island Beach Fest in 1985 when she saw the carving of the world's largest sandcastle. It took 5 days to pile it up and 5 more days to carve the castle, which height was 37,000 cubic yards of sand and weight was 19,000 tons.
It inspired me. I saw what they were doing and I said, I want to do that. I knew I could. I've always worked with my hands. I saw the process of how they did it, you know, getting the sand to stand. And from there, it was just put a sandbox in my backyard and just start playing around with it.
Carson hopes that the people will come to see the works as long as they are up on the beach.
It's an art gallery on the beach, literally. These are works of art, and we want people to appreciate them and respect the art form, and they do. They come out, and we also have music. You know, it's a full, complete balance of art and music.
Jan Salen of Amsterdam, the Netherlands, won first place. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from Treasure Island.